Hi, my name's Jo Cresswell and I'm the Vice President of BAUS, and I'm delighted to be joined this afternoon by our Honorary Secretary, Asif Munir, and also our Honorary Secretary-elect, Ian Pearce. Welcome both. We're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming elections for a new Honorary Secretary-elect. So I just wonder if I might start by asking you both, what motivated you to put yourselves forward? What do you think, Asif?
Oh, thanks, Joe, for having us on. The main motivation was is more for a sort of continuation of my roles in BAUS. So I just finished chairing the andrology section. So there's quite a lot of engagement with BAUS over the sort of preceding 4 or 5 years as secretary and then chair. And I quite enjoyed that role. I could see that it could, sort of develop into something bigger for myself. And I had a sort of track record of organizing meetings, conferences already. So it was really just to see whether I can take those skills forward in a bigger capacity and help the wider membership. And I think out of the two roles that were coming up, treasurer or secretary, I thought secretary was a better fit. The experience, I enjoyed working the BAUS team. I'd seen the previous secretaries, their roles, and I thought it was something that I could do very well. And I was successful in taking on that role, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Ian, your thoughts?
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Slightly similar to Asif, but I guess I came to the role in a slightly different route in that I'd already served as treasurer and treasurer-elect. So I'd already spent 4 years as a trustee. And I think during that time, as well as the stimulus of seeing all the financial machinations of BAUS, if you like, we were also, as trustees, of course, charged with helping to put the annual meeting together. So it struck me that it was a really nice continuity thing, a really nice challenge to take on. And, I'd worked with Asif as trustee for the previous 2 years. I thought it'd be really nice to work a bit closer together to see if we could achieve a really nice meeting. So I think it was a mix of stimulus, the fact that it would be hugely rewarding to sort of spend time sorting out a meeting and then bring it to fruition. And I really enjoyed the time as a trustee, and I was really keen and pleased to be able to carry on for another few years.
And I must say, on behalf of the membership, the partnership seemed to have worked exceptionally well in the meeting in November. So well done. I see you've been in the role now around 18 months. Tell me a little bit about what the job's entailed. How's it been?
Don't know where to start, really. I helped Paul Jones with the two meetings when I was secretary-elect and got a good handle on how we'll run the next meeting. And we're really looking forward towards Birmingham with a massive meeting. We had new things coming in. I've been making plans all the way through leading up to that. But whoever could have predicted coronavirus and the COVID pandemic, it all went out the window. So I'd probably say the last 12 months have been very busy. I've had to learn new ways of working, a new way to deliver a meeting, to suddenly be told we're going to go to a hybrid meeting and then we're going to delay it till November and then turn it into a pure virtual meeting. It was challenging because we didn't really know how it's going to be delivered, how the membership will adopt it, how the tech would work. But I must say, there's great support at BAUS and, great support to Ian, the BAUS events team, Harry, Louise. And fortunately, I think we managed to deliver a great meeting in November, which everyone thoroughly enjoyed. Educational content was there. Everyone thought it couldn't have gone any better. And obviously now that same formula will just be carried forward to 2021 on a bigger scale. I haven't done the face-to-face meeting, but I'm pleased that I'm the, obviously, as a team, we managed to deliver the first ever BAUS virtual meeting, which was actually the biggest BAUS meeting in terms of delegates we delivered. So we learned new things, and I think it's something for the future. So yes, it has been very busy, but I've learned so many new skills, and I'm so glad that a lot of my ideas were incorporated. And it's just satisfying that at the end of it, you've got a product that everyone enjoyed. So yeah, it's been up and down, but I'm hoping that Ian takes over. He'll get things back on track with our sort of face-to-face meetings.
Certainly, it's been a year where you've had to be enormously adaptable and versatile. I'm aware that there've been a number of changes of strategy imposed upon us because of COVID. That's a lot to take in your stride. So not just delivered, but exceedingly well delivered, I think, given the circumstances. Ian, that sort of leads me on to ask you, what sort of attributes, skills, does someone who's considering applying, putting themselves forward for this role, what do you think they need?
Really good searching question, Joe. I think there are a couple of things that probably are standout things that we would really love to see the next secretary-elect have. Probably the first thing I'd say is time. I don't think it's a role that you can squeeze in. I think you've got to make time in order to be able to deliver what the role demands. Otherwise, probably you won't get out of it as much as you perhaps should or would wish to have. So certainly need a bit of time. You also need, I think, pretty good time management skills, because there is, as COVID has taught us, you often don't get what you sign up for. It's often a bit of a roller coaster in terms of the demand on both time and energy. So I think you do need to be able to be flexible, be able to manage time, be able to make sure that you can read any documentation that comes around and respond to what can be pretty tight deadlines in certain circumstances, not through anything other than aspects that we can't always control. So time and time management, I think, are probably essential. I think the other thing that is essential is enthusiasm. If you've got enthusiasm, we all know what enthusiasm is like. We sit around a table, everyone's enthusiastic. It sort of breeds more enthusiasm. And enthusiasm, I think, also generates good ideas, sustainable ideas, innovative ways to deliver, you know, the same sort of thing, good content, things that people really do want to engage with. So enthusiasm, I think, is a must. It'd be quite difficult, I think, to see another attribute perhaps more valued than enthusiasm. I would also say that people's skills are very important, and that's not necessarily just the interpersonal skills of being able to work effectively with a highly functioning team, but also to think independently and perhaps challenge those things that have previously been taken for granted. And never forget that when you're at whatever committee you're on for BAUS, when you're sitting around that table, everybody around that table has got excellent ideas. They've got excellent thought process. And actually what they say is really worth listening to. So it is listening. And I suppose it's appreciating that everyone has something good to say and comment on. But also, if you're around that table, you're the same. You've got something worth saying. So don't hide your thoughts. You know, get your voice heard. That's essentially what you're there for. I think those probably would be the most important attributes. I guess, Joe, at the risk of rambling on, I'd probably also say it would be quite useful for whatever you want to do for BAUS, particularly for secretary-elect, to just have a look at the team, see who it is you're going to be working with, because it's not just a professional relationship. I think we'd all like to think that when you sit around the table, it's a friendly relationship. So I think it's important to know and to believe that you're going to fit in with everybody.
Absolutely. And clearly, there are two of us here who are going to be around for a couple of years. So I'm sure all three of us would be delighted to hear from anybody who's considering applying for the role. You know, drop us an email, pick up the phone. I do feel that this is a BAUS family, the trustees, all the officers and the team in the BAUS offices are so warm and welcoming. I think everybody would welcome a chat, and I would actually suggest anybody even consider it does pick up the phone to get a little bit more insight. Any reflections, Asif, on how it is to work as one of the trustees?
I think it does take a bit of time just to see how trustees work. I don't think there's any expectation that from day one you're there actively coming out with new ideas. I think it's important just to get a feel of the way that trustees work. You are responsible for quite a big organisation. You know, members are paying into the organisation. But I think trustees is something that you learn from, because you can apply it to a lot of other roles. BAUS is a charitable organisation, and charitable organisations will be run in the same way. So I think you do pick up valuable skills. It's not just a question of advertising that I'm a BAUS trustee. I mean, you've got to gain something from the role as well. I think believe in development in whatever you do. When you finish your term, you want to make sure that you've got a skill level that you can apply elsewhere. Although the secretary is, you know, ultimately responsible for running the meeting, there are a few other roles, and often trustees will ask you to go on to interview committees or looking at bids for certain things in BAUS. So there are those additional roles as well, interview panels. So don't just think that although the bulk of the work is the annual meeting, I mean, there are other things that you have to do. I think BAUS has always had great individuals running the show in the office. The admin, trustees are a great bunch. I don't recall any my sort of 4 year, coming to 4 years on trustees, where I felt feel like dialing in or going to the next meeting. So, you know, I think great opportunity for someone to get involved with BAUS on a broader scale. And if you've got ambitions to move on to the heights of what you've achieved, Joe, and you know, it's a good starting point. So, like I say, get on the phone to us if you're interested. Yeah. We will tell you a bit one-to-one what the role is about. The other thing I'd say is you've got to call in some favours as well. So make sure that you have got friends to call on, because there's a lot of work involved in the annual meeting, and you've got to ask for favours for people to mark abstracts, chair sessions, trying to make it so that it's broad across the whole region, so we get representation throughout the UK. So sometimes you've got to just call in those favours that you did for someone else a while back. But yeah, look, whoever takes on the secretary role, you've got Ian, he's been involved with BAUS since I was probably in junior school. Obviously, they'll be obviously overlapping with Tim and yourself. So I think it's a good time to get in and take on a role like this.
Ian.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. I'd agree with all of that. I think the real important thing is you're not just there to be the secretary or the secretary-elect. You are, in fact, a trustee as well, which is incredibly rewarding in its own right. And perhaps I would also like to say that there may be people out there who think, oh, yes, I quite like to do that. I've got everything it takes, but I wonder if I'm up to it. Because these roles can appear to be daunting if you're not sure exactly what the nitty-gritty of the role involves. So I guess to those people, I'd say give one of us a ring, any of us really, but also rest assured that there's a wealth of support in BAUS, whether it's trustees, whether it's council, the various committees, or the office staff. I think that would make it different than people perhaps might expect. The support is actually astonishing. So don't ever feel that you may not be up to it or anything like that. Or if you do feel like, give us a ring, figure out what it really is about. I think there's something for everyone in BAUS.
Yeah, I agree. Clearly, we've got great passion. We've all had engagement with BAUS for some time, and as does everyone who does these roles. And just to second what you said, the support is incredible. And remember, the way this is set up is such that you have 2 years as honorary secretary-elect, where you're supporting and being supported by the honorary secretary before you're taking on the role of secretary yourself. And I think that's enormously helpful. Certainly for me as vice president for 6 months, I can see how critical it is to sort of shadow and support the man in the main job before you take it on yourself. And clearly we've got an inspirational president who's keeping us all engaged and enthused. I'm delighted you're able to join me. And thanks so much for your insights. And to everybody who's thinking about this, talk to us and just go for it. We'd be delighted to welcome you.
I'll just say, look, if you're thinking about standing, it means that you should stand. So yes. We need you. So put your application in.
We'll end on that, I think, Asif. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe.
Okay, thanks.